this for a while now. It's our spring training spectacular as we preview both the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers as spring training is in full swing in both Florida and Arizona, where the Cleveland Indians are now hosted. We're going to start with the team from the D, the Detroit Tigers, playing all their games down in Lakeland, Florida. And joining us on the telephone line is Ian Castleberry from BlissYouBoys.com, a Detroit Tigers blog. Ian, thank you for joining us on the Benchwarmers tonight.
Well, thank you for having me on.
So things have been hot and heavy down there in Lakeland so far this season, and the Tigers are really getting things underway. And I think the Tigers have really made a lot of moves that'll help make an improvement over what happened last year.
Yeah, you know, I think some people thought maybe it wasn't quite as flashy as the year before, and maybe kind of a underwhelming off season. But I think they made every move they needed to make. They needed catching. They needed a shortstop. They needed a starting pitcher, they needed a closer, and they got all of those. They checked everything off their list, I think.
And you talk about closers. What do you think is going to happen in the back end of the bullpen there? I mean, do you think it's going to end up being Brandon Lyon's job as the closer? Is there a chance that Fernando Rodney could be given, I don't know, the third or fourth chance to close back there? And is Zamaya going to actually return to form this year, you think?
I think it's Lyon's job to lose. I think, you know, they brought him here, I'm sure, to be the closer, and I'm sure he signed with Detroit thinking he would be the closer. If he pitches badly and Rodney pitches well, you know, Rodney probably gets the job. I think Zumaya is still too much of a question mark right now. You know, he just got his shoulder examined just before the weekend. He's not 100% yet, so I don't think he can be included into the closer competition yet.
And, you know, Ian, when you're talking about the pitching on this team, obviously the bullpen is its own issue, especially with guys like Zamaya and Rodney coming back in, though countered by Brandon Lyon at the closer. But I look to the starting rotation. Obviously, you're going to want some better performances out of Bonderman and Verlander. But this is why I personally think Edwin Jackson, who's already made one start so far this spring, picking him up in a trade with the Rays, if he can be consistent in a way that he was for Tampa, that's going to be one of those extra anchors that helps this rotation. Because I still think, you know, with offense and with the bullpen is one thing, but the starting rotation has to get back to where it was about 2 years ago.
Yeah, I totally agree. That Edwin Jackson trade looks better by the day. I know it wasn't a popular trade with Tiger fans at the time. I think Matt Joyce was a pretty popular player, but yeah. Right now, they certainly look like they need Edwin Jackson. And like you said, if he gives the Tigers the same production he gave the Rays last year, he's going to be pretty valuable.
So if Edwin Jackson does make that fifth starter, per se, who ends up the odd man out between Verlander, between Galarraga, Bonderman, Dontrell Willis? He's not going anywhere. Is it Nate Robertson? Who ends up the odd man out?
Yeah, I think Nate Robertson is going to be the odd man out. I think they're going to give Willis every chance to win that job. I know I heard you guys at the beginning of the show asking what they could do about Willis if he's terrible. They cannot send him to the minors, as I understand it, unless he agrees to it.
Right, that's what I thought.
He has 5 years major league service. I mean, he went last year because he agreed to it. If it happened again, they'd probably have to release him. I doubt he would agree to that again.
So do you see Nate Robertson possibly, like a long reliever role with the team, or you think they might try to shop him for somebody?
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to try to shop him, but I don't know what the market is. I mean, he's basically a 500 pitcher. He was terrible last year. You know, maybe they can convince a National League team maybe that you know, that he can pitch 200 innings and give them that kind of starter. But yeah, I think he is going to be a long reliever, maybe along with Zach Minor.
You know, Ian, switching gears a little bit towards the lineup, a lot of things have changed. Obviously, the catcher position has been completely revamped. Vance Wilson never got healthy, and he's gone, as is Pudge Rodriguez, replaced by Jarrod Laird. And Matt Trainor also brought in Adam Everett at shortstop. A lot of people said at the beginning of last year, oh, this is a team that might score 1,000 runs. They did, like, the mirror opposite of that. I got to believe, though, that with the names on this team, in this lineup, pretty much all the same except catcher and shortstop, I got to believe that they're going to be a little bit better on offense, don't you?
They should be. I don't know if they're going to be quite as explosive at times. That bottom third of the order could be kind of scary at times.
Yeah.
Laird and Everett's not much of a hitter. Laird's been kind of inconsistent in his career. And Inge, you know, Brandon Inge is the big question mark. You know, can he even hit 250? But if all three of those guys perform to capabilities and the first six in the order do what we all expect them to do, yeah, I think they'll be – I don't see why they shouldn't at least match last year's production, if not surpass it.
And one of the things that was one of Inge's excuses for his lack of production last year was that he wasn't getting a lot of time having to play behind Pudge. You know, now that he's gone and now that Inge is playing at third and he'll probably be the everyday there, with him having some, you know, more playing time, do you think he can, you know, crack that 250 and maybe even see like a 260?
Gosh, I don't know.
I know. It's a tall task.
You know, you hear all the right things about him in spring training so far, you know, that he's changed his approach at the plate, that he's listening to Lloyd McClendon, the hitting coach, a little bit more. He's made some adjustments with his hands. He's out of excuses. You know, he's got the position that he wanted last year that supposedly was so mentally taxing to him to play catcher last year. So if he can concentrate more on hitting, there should be no reason he can't hit 250.
Do you think Miguel Cabrera improves at first base? Last year he had some issues with being his first time there, and you think he shores that up for this year?
Absolutely. He picked it up at the end of last year. You know, ended up leading the American League in home runs, and he's another guy who doesn't have to worry about his defensive position this year. You know, there's not any question as to whether he can play third base. He's going to be at first base. He's played it almost a full season now. He's had a full spring training to play it. He'll play it in the World Baseball Classic. So, yeah, I don't see why he's not the most valuable player of the team, at least.
I got to ask you, I know a lot of people usually spend a lot of time looking at the starting lineup and the pitching rotation and all that, but you got to have good bench players, as we know as well. There's a guy that's been tearing it up so far this spring, Jeff Larish, I believe. Is there any chance that he can make the team, you know, and unseat? I think they're looking at, you know, Ryan Rayburn or Mike Hessman or somebody. Ramon Santiago obviously is going to be the backup shortstop. Is there any way he can be up at the club, you know, opening day?
Yeah, I think so. At the beginning of spring training, I would have said no. I would have given the edge to Ryan Rayburn because he can play center field, and that's a position that Jim Leland says he wants a backup for Curtis Granderson. But, yeah, like you said, he's been hitting really well since his neck loosened up, and he can play both the corner positions in the infield and outfield. And, you know, they might not need a backup center fielder. If Curtis Granderson plays every day, or if they decide they need a backup center fielder on a certain day, maybe they can call someone up from the minors. I think his chances look really good. And the fact that he hits left-handed probably gives him a huge edge.
Yeah, and left-handed, always a good thing in baseball, whether you're talking at the plate or on the mound. You know, one other player that I'm looking at in terms of this Tiger lineup is a guy who's changed his defensive position quite a bit. That's Carlos Guillen, now going to be the starter in left field. Can we expect that he'll actually stay there the whole year?
I think so. Unless they move him to designated hitter, they really don't have any other place to put him. And, you know, I'm sure Jim Leland feels kind of bad about shuffling him around the way he did last year. So I'm sure he'd like to keep him in that one position. And he's been playing there all throughout spring training. He's going to be playing there for Venezuela in the World Baseball Classic. I think he's pretty entrenched there.
You know, speaking of Tigers or former Tigers, one of the former Tigers, Pudge Rodriguez, speaking of also the World Baseball Classic, he had a home run in their game the other day. He remains unsigned by anybody. He's a complete free agent with no job right now. Are you surprised by that?
I am surprised because catching seems to be one of those things that every team needs, and he has a proven record, but I think that there's definitely some disagreement as to how much of a catcher he can be. I think Pudge still thinks he's a full-time catcher, and everybody else seems to think he's a part-time catcher.
Well, one thing I got to ask you about before we let you go is there's a guy on the team that I look at as pretty much the X factor because you have no idea what you're going to get from him, and that's one Gary Sheffield, just one homer away. I'm pretty sure he's going to reach his 500th the home run milestone this year. He only needs one more. But he had a pretty bad season last year and just struck out way too much for my liking in critical situations. Do you think that he's got anything left? I mean, I guess he's saying that he's been working out like a madman over the off season and that he's feeling great and everything. Have you heard anything about how he's looking so far and what they expect from him?
Yeah, what I've heard mostly is that, you know, he's coming into spring training healthy, which he hadn't for the last two seasons because he had wrist surgery or shoulder surgery. I've read a couple of scouts reports that said he's hitting the ball really well. I know he was out with a stomach virus over the weekend, but you know, you take him at his word that that he's healthy, and Leland certainly seems interested in giving him every chance. He's one of those players though that you know that. I think the fans are kind of back and forth on him because they don't, like you said, they don't see the production. They see him holding a spot that could have gone to someone else. I'd like to think that he doesn't want to end his career the way it's been going, and maybe he's got one last hurrah left in him, but maybe that's optimistic of me.
Well, he's got a guy nipping at his tail by the name of Marcus Thames who seems to rake rather well. I wouldn't say he you know hits better than Sheffield in his prime, but if Sheffield's not in his prime, I think Thames could easily you know pick up the slack there at the DH.
Yeah, it sure seems that way. I don't think he's a full-time player, but as we've seen, you know, with the way Jim Leland uses him, I mean, he hit 25 home runs last year. I think that's a good point that when Sheffield does start to tire out or maybe slumps that yeah, they do have the luxury of sticking somebody like Thames. I don't think there's a lot of teams that can bring that kind of power off the bench like the Tigers can.
Ian Castleberry joining us to talk some Tigers here on the Benchwarmers. Ian, websites, blessyouboys.com?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we'll look for you there all season long. Thank you for joining us, Ian, on the Benchwarmers, and good luck to the Tigers this year.
All right. Hope everything is going down well down there with the weather. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ian.
Understanding a little delay with the weather situation and
no,
all that.
Please, no problem at all.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Ian Castleberry. Again, the website, blessyouboys.com.